Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Creating buzz. This right here is where great presentation skills pay off. But it takes more than just being engaging. We have to deliberately create moments that get talked about afterwards. So here are my two favorite ways to do just that. First up, what the comedians call the callback line. Now, these comedians start with a joke and then repeat that punchline several times through their performance with additional laughs by remembering the previous bit. We can use that tool with stories. Now, I'll use myself as an example. I have an opening story about me and my dad where he says, "You were right, but you were almost dead right." Now, I would repeat that phrase, "dead right," in later examples. So guess what the audience talked about after the talk? Yep, situation where the person was dead right. Now, every time they find themselves in a situation where they were right but it didn't matter, these folks will think, yep, dead right. And yes, this will show up as the best learning on survey forms. Another idea, the power of small gifts. Now, I know everyone gets stuff in their conference bag, but what stands out is anything that has meaning and usefulness. So anything that's tied to your story will be kept and remembered. The key, it's got to be used on site as well back in the office. For example, how about a small stack of, "Hey, caught you doing something good" cards? People can give these away to others during the event. This engages attendees after the speech, and you know, it just feels good getting one of those. Here's another idea. How about a postcard, a placard, anything with your callback line to put on a bulletin board or on their desk somewhere? The idea here is that creating buzz has to be deliberate. We have to think about creating those moments, not just hope they get created. Spend some time setting up multiple opportunities. You'll be surprised at what the audience grabs onto. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.